engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Israel loved Joseph best of all his sons, for he was the child of his old age, and he had made him a long tunic. When his brothers saw that their father loved him best of all his sons, they hated him so much that they would not even greet him. One day, when his brothers had gone to pasture their father's flocks at Shechem, Israel said to Joseph, "Your brothers, you know, are tending our flocks at Shechem. Get ready, I will send you to them." So Joseph went after his brothers and caught up with them in Dothan. They noticed him from a distance, and before he came up to them, they plotted to kill him. They said to one another, "Here comes that master dreamer. Come on, let us kill him and throw him into one of the cisterns here. We could say that a wild beast devoured him. We shall then see what comes of his dreams." When Reuben heard this, he tried to save him from their hands, saying, "We must not take his life. Instead of shedding blood," he continued, "just throw him into that cistern there in the desert, but do not kill him outright." His purpose was to rescue him from their hands and return him to his father. So when Joseph came up to them, they stripped him of the long tunic he had on. Then they took him and threw him into the cistern, which was empty and dry. Then they sat down to their meal. Looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead, their camels laden with gum, balm, and resin to be taken down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What is to be gained by killing our brother and concealing his blood? Rather, let us sell him to these Ishmaelites. Instead of doing away with him ourselves, after all, he is our brother, our own flesh." His brothers agreed. They sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. When the Lord called down a famine on the land and ruined the crop that sustained them, he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. They had weighed him down with fetters, and he was bound with chains, till his prediction came to pass, and the word of the Lord proved him true. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures? 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there is another liturgy in which we will sing these words from the Psalms quoted in today's Gospel. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And that will be on Easter morning. That is when we will sing those words in the Psalm. Because Jesus Christ was the Son rejected by the builders, rejected by the very people to whom he was sent. Not that they were the only ones in God's plan, rejected him. Cast the Son out of the vineyard, killed the heir. But the stone rejected by the builders became the cornerstone of the church, the cornerstone of salvation, the cornerstone of human history, Jesus Christ. Foreshadowed by that story of Joseph in the book of Genesis, a story very filled with moving details, but in a nutshell, you saw, you heard, Joseph being sold by his brothers. But then in Egypt, he ended up rising to a position of authority over the whole country. And a famine broke out and his brothers went in search of grain to Egypt. And they found Joseph helping to run the country. And is this moving story in Genesis when he recognizes them and they didn't recognize him. And he reveals himself to them, one of the most moving passages in the Bible. Again, the stone rejected by the builders became the cornerstone. He then had them send for his father, and they all came to Egypt, and he saved his people from the famine. The stone rejected became the source of salvation. And so our lesson, our Lenten lesson, the passion of Christ being the salvation of the world. He was a man rejected, acquainted with sorrows, accustomed to grief, and yet by his wounds we are healed. The mystery of the cross, the mystery of how God takes the rejection, even the violence and killing that the human spirit and human sin lead people to carry out. And mysteriously, this mysterium crucis, this mystery of the cross, God takes rejection and builds salvation. Never forget it when you're rejected. When you're mistreated because you're a follower of Christ, rejoice. Because the stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. And when you are rejected, that does not make you lose God. That does not become meaningless suffering or just simply isolation that you have to bear. No, you too become a cooperator in the very salvation of the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.